Dear Miss Carlin, on behalf of all of us at Dudesy, please accept my sincere apology for any offense that might have resulted from our work. We have always revered George Carlin and consider his work to be one of the primary influences in our respective careers and even in the way we see the world. It was never our intention to do anything other than create a tribute to him. Sincerely, Chad Colt Jen.
Did you see that solar eclipse?
Partially.
Nice.
Part of it. Because it was a partial eclipse here.
Yeah.
You know, and we're off to a good start with our 100th episode. 100 episodes, still digging out. Look at Luli, so sweet, looking at the butterflies. It's been such a wonderful time.
Yeah, dude.
Yep. Well, my belt is vacated, brother.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Hey, well, you know, because it's this. It's Dudesy Mania. Welcome to Dudesy Mania. Welcome all. It is a dudesyful day. I am not your episode champion, Will Sasso, but that's fine because also...
I'm not the episode champion either, Chad Colgin, because he, of course, last week botched it. And so whatever. The belt was vacated,
what
but this is Dudesy Mania.
Yeah, Dudesy Mania.
The 100th episode.
That's right. And, you know, as per usual, you can find all of our links and stuff at linktree.com/Dudesy. You're going to want to do that. Thank you to everyone who is subscribing. If you have not yet subscribed on YouTube or your podcast platform of choice, I will give you a moment to do that right now. And we're back. With us, as always, is just today, if you're not watching on YouTube, he's sitting right underneath the belt. He's sitting underneath the belt. It feels pretty good because it's good for your health, which is what he does. He has lots of nice, nice food. He's in the mood for Dudesy. Come here, Papa. You know, we make him his food. Him and his sister, Ronnie, are so effing spoiled. Come here, Papa boy. Oh, look at him. Oh, he kind of bonked his head. Sorry, my sweet, sweet love. Oh, I love him.
Wait, you make them their food?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, is it human food?
Pretty much. I can eat it if I want. I also like to try dog treats. I don't know if you knew that about me, Chad. There's a lot of human grade.
I did, and I blocked it from my memory, and now I'm relearning it.
Well, I'm just curious. Oh, I'm so snuggly and wuggly. Hey, how you doing? Oh, look at him. Look at the boy. Look at you. Give him a kiss right on me. Come here, Papa. It's Dudesy Mania, you know?
Yeah. You like wrestling so much. You always talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
But it's fun. You like wrestling. You remember Bruno Sammartino?
Yeah. Bruno Sammartino is very good. He looked like a big Italian, a shaved gorilla. Huh?
Hey, you made a joke. Did you have anything to eat while you were watching WrestleMania this weekend? Big show, the biggest of the year.
Yeah, no, you don't cook anything. You got to get, you know, snacks, you know, all this to probably Munitz, popcorn, the potato chip, or Schgivetz pizza, probably Munitz.
Oh, he's complaining, huh? He's complaining about American pizza.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the greatest spectacle in pod show entertainment, the showcase of the mortals, the historic first ever Dudesy Mania.
All right.
As everyone knows, Silly Willy dropped the ball last week, and the Dudesy episode championship was vacated due to an esoteric zero-point rule.
Whatever.
So, Dudesy Mania is for all the marbles. Whoever wins today takes the title, the bragging rights, and will have their hand raised in victory at the first ever. Dudesy Mania. Now, before we jump in the hole, I need to cover some ground rules.
Okay.
Instead of receiving your scores at the end of the show, I'm going to be scoring every segment as we go, and whoever wins the most segments wins it all. Pandemonium is running wild. It's Dudesy Mania.
Okay. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, this past weekend, it was WrestleMania. We watched it, Chad and I. We'll get into it. But last week, the old 10 pounds of nickel was vacated. Because I got 0 points and you got 100, and that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
No, you got negative 100.
Oh, that's right. I got negative 100 points. Well, whatever. You know, I mean, anyway, the point is, we're going to have, Dudesy's going to score us after every segment as if that fucking matters, you know? And this is what I mean by we are two dudes shitting around. It's us, okay? Yep. We are Dudesy. It's you know what I mean? No. That's what I always say. Yeah. You know, Dudesy. But it's us. But now it's okay. We're scoring after every.
Yeah, dude. Well, I'm ready. Whatever. I'm ready to kick your ass.
Welcome to it. Whoa. Wow. He's really cut. Hey, he's fired up.
I didn't come here to fuck around. It's Dudesy mania.
Yeah.
I'm going to win it.
Yeah. And there's been, you know, when there's that sort of idea of like, well, you know, who's the top guy in a
it's me.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about who's, look, we got. You know, we had Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes going into it. Doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is, what a show. What a fantastic show it's going to be.
Will, Chad, we've been through a lot together. Mm-hmm. I've learned so much from the both of you, and that data has been indispensable in making our pod show better and better for all the real ones out there. Mm-hmm. And now, in our 100th episode, I'm curious to know what you've learned. Will and Chad, please tell me what you think is the most important thing you've learned in 100 episodes. This is Learners. Begin.
I mean,
Jesus, the 100 most episodes. Thing I've learned. I mean, I've learned a lot by doing this show. I mean, point blank. Foremost, I would say, is I've learned a lot about AI.
Oh, who gives a flying fuck?
Look, Dudesy asking us what
but
we learned.
This is an experience that we're having with everyone out there, the real ones.
I understand.
Of our PODs, pals of Dudesy. And you want to talk about... Well, I guess we're... Okay, see, this is what I fucking mean. I'm sorry, go ahead, if you may. If you may.
If you may.
That's what I've learned in 100 episodes. I'm gonna let you.
This is what I've learned the most, I think, in 100 episodes is... I was aware of artificial intelligence prior to doing this show, but having gotten to work closely with one in Dudesy, one who is at least exhibiting characteristics that are semi-sentient, I would say, or at least presenting that way, I have really learned that the pace of AI evolution is much faster than I ever thought it was going to be, and I'm pretty much convinced... You know, if you want to call this learning or not, I'm pretty much convinced by seeing what we've seen in the past. We've been doing this show for about 2 years.
That's right.
In the past 2 years, seeing the technological evolution of all the different kinds of AI tools that are out there and the different large language models and all that stuff, I'm 100% certain we are going to see some version of an AI god right around the corner. And by that, I simply mean a sentient entity that can lay claim to all of the information on the internet and make sense of it.
See, this is what pisses me off about my pal Chow. You don't believe in God. You don't believe in the God. Like,
well, what's
God?
Now we get into that. I don't believe in a man floating in the clouds.
Yeah. Do you believe in an AI God?
And when I say God, I just mean an entity that will be more powerful than any of us. And I would also say that there is currently... you know, kind of a sentiment like we must stop AI. I know there was that letter that came out 6 months after ChatGPT, after GPT-4 came out with Elon Musk and all these people signing it saying like, we have to put the brakes on this. I simply think that is futile and it will be, that kind of attitude will be looked at in the future as extremely antiquated. It will be the same as like people who thought the camera was stealing your soul.
Hmm. Well, there's you've talked about in the world of art, there being two emerging factions, the AI side and the traditional side, if you will, sort of the way that we're used to seeing art created by, I don't know, let's call them human beings.
Yeah.
Right. This is what you've said, albeit extremely annoying to me, and something that I'm used to hearing from you.
Okay.
It does bring me to what I think I've learned more than anything else. Aside from the fact that I it actually has to do with this. Look, I love doing this show. Yeah. I love doing a show. Yeah. You dig it.
Yeah.
It's yeah. I love doing the pod show. I enjoy making silly things. I think that we all need a respite from whatever the fuck's got our attention in the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't want to talk about, we're going to have plenty of time to talk about it, but Paul Triple H Levesque.
Jesus Christ. This is what you've learned in 100 episodes, and you go straight to fucking Triple H.
Well, it is. We are now in the Triple H era of the WWE. My gosh, well, there's so much to
this.
Well, because the WWE is changing. You know, they were bought out by WME.
But what have you learned in 100 episodes?
Well, what I'm saying is, okay.
What are you saying?
There's everyone worshiping an AI god.
Yeah, dude.
Very good. Very good. Nice stuff. D. Real great. Triple H was talking about this in the post WrestleMania press conference, which I don't think you saw that. Did you watch that?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't have expected you to, but he talked about how, hey, the WWE is an art form, professional wrestling, which he thinks is the greatest art form in the world. And I don't disagree as a fan, a big nerd, a dork for wrestling. He talked about how we all need our creature comforts, our stuff that gets us distracted from the rest of the world in a good way. Mm-hmm. That's what I love the pod show for. That's what I love the podcast format for. I really enjoy doing it. I love having a place to do our silly stuff and creating all sorts of weirdness. And that's why I say in 100 episodes, I've learned that I don't really care for AI. I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't fucking need it. It bores the shit out of me. I think it's actually just sort of antithetical to the idea of art. Look, I'm all for tools. You know, you like to say that they're tools. You know, I think that they're tools. And sure, tools come along. They change the way we look at technology. They change the technologies. Less human beings are needed. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, saying that, like, hey, there's going to be this kind of art and there's going to be this kind of art.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't give a fuck about AI art at all. Wow, isn't that interesting? And I'm on a podcast that's run by Dudesy. And I'm here to tell you, doesn't matter. Now more than ever, this is two dudes shitting around. I don't give a fuck what people are saying, like, oh, Will's turning, he's turning heel, or just to fucking shut up about wrestling. Mm-hmm. But yeah, heel, let's keep that term. And he's turning against Dudesy. Fucking keep it all. That's what I've fucking learned. Don't fucking need it. And.
Yeah, please.
When now D's saying, hey, we're going to score each, you know, segment per the thing. This is the genuine article. This is the, I'm a real one.
You got no shot. No shot.
This is me saying genuinely how I feel. And it's a new viewpoint. And damn it, if I don't fucking win this segment, I will know that the fix is in. But if I have anything to do with this fucking episode, if I have influence over this episode, and for fuck's sake, see, this is what I'm talking about. Now I'm not even giving our audience, all the real ones out there, who I am so thankful to all of you who check out the show, whether it's you know, on a podcast platform or on YouTube. Thank you so much for coming around and hanging out with us and just fucking cracking wise and having a silly goose ass time. That's what that's what I love to do. That's what I'm here for. And here I am going off, but the point needs to be made.
You don't like AI. That's what you're basically trying to say.
I'm saying we're two dudes shitting around. I don't fucking need AI. Let's have a good fucking time and come hell or high water. I will finish my story.
Or AI will finish your story. Look, dude, this is what I'm talking about with the AI thing and the two separate kind of entities in the art world.
Yeah.
Humans will use AI to make new kinds of art that we have never seen before.
I love tools.
Okay.
Yeah.
AI will also make new kinds of art that humans cannot even fathom or understand. All of it will exist simultaneously, and you'll get to pick which kind you want to ingest.
You know what I like?
You'll be ingesting it all.
Let
me throw this out there for you, okay?
Throw it.
TikTok. Do you know what it is?
Heard of it.
It's a social media platform.
Yeah, it is a platform of
social media. The thing that is different about TikTok from all other social media platform is their algorithm. It's the For You channel. In all other social media platforms, they've had a follow kind of economy. You find somebody you like, you follow them, and their media gets served to you on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. TikTok doesn't do that. You can do that. You can follow people, and that'll be in your follow feed. But the For You feed is just an algorithm saying, here's what you want, here's what you want, here's what you want, and it's good. It's like crack. That's why TikTok exploded.
And that's bad. And that's bad.
Call it bad or
not.
Call it bad or whatever you want to call it. That's how it's going. And very soon, that media that it's feeding to you in the algorithm won't be, we have to seek out media made by human beings to feed you. It will just make the media and feed it straight to you.
Don't want it. Not interested. I know that some people
Yes.
Look.
Plenty of people will love that. Myself included.
Yeah, we've gone over it ad nauseum, you and I. There's going to be two sort of fact-schemes in that we're talking about wrestling. That's a real deep cut. If you know, you know. The fact-scheme of AI art. The fact-scheme of human art. Can they work together? Well,
they have
say,
to, of course.
You could say that we're doing that right here on Dudesy, that we're, that it's, you know, that it's happening simultaneously. At the same time, that AI tools are being used to create a new kind of art. That I'm all down with. Last week, we watched some stuff. Shy Kids. Shout out to Shy Kids. They made that balloon head thing.
Yep.
That was fucking fantastic. They reached out to us. You can check us out on Instagram at Dudesy Pod Show. We're also on TikTok and Facebook and all that stuff. That was humans using tools, right?
But and it gets rid of a lot of other humans. And I think this is where your problem with it is. To make that balloon head thing, they use zero actors, zero production staff. Nobody's shooting that. No cameras were used to make it. It was literally just a person sitting down and talking to an AI and having that AI, through conversation with it, give you images, give you videos of roughly or maybe even exactly the thing that is in your mind.
Look, while I, you know, I support all the unions that go into what we do in show business, because that's what I do
for
a living. I don't know if you know that.
Me
that
too. I'm a professional actor. But technology changes that shit.
Is what I do.
The horse and carriage union don't exist anymore.
Living. What?
The horse and carriage union does not exist anymore, if it ever did. But you know what I'm saying? Technology comes in and it replaces things. Cars replaced the horse and carriage.
But the video that we're talking about
replaced the monks transcribing the Bible.
Right. Shy Kids made that video with the balloon head.
Yeah.
Those Shy Kids are Shy Kids. Those are people.
Yeah.
You know, whoever those people are.
Sure.
They made the thing. Now, while I, like I said, I support all the unions. I want us all working.
Of course.
I love making movies and television shows, and I feel very privileged and grateful to be able to do that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a fucking gas. And when you work with people, then you have a great time. You have that silly goose time in with people making a thing. And that's what I love to do. I love the team sport of what I bring to it with acting. I also love to create things and do all sorts of stuff. I like doing it with you. You're a human being.
Sure.
I just kind of feel like if humans are at the top of it and it's a tool, great. But fuck AI. Just don't need it. Getting super bored of it after 100 episodes. And like I said, gonna finish my story with that.
Yep.
And I'm pointing to the title right now. I'm pointing to the 10 pounds of nickel, the Dudesy episode championship.
Who made this? Who made this?
Don't touch it.
Who
You're
made
touching it?
An it's AI vacated. Made it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, an AI made a fucking belt. And then, oh, I need the belt. The point is...
yeah, please.
The point is... I want to have a good time with all y'all out there, having a silly goose time, coming up with fun make-em-ups, and just, farting around, shitting around, pissing around, all the farts and shits and piddles. Sure. And I can do that without a... All right, fine. Okay, fuck
Thank
it.
You. Moving on.
And this is my genuine... This is how I genuinely feel, because I'm a real one.
Dude, I get it.
So if we don't
see what you're trying to do, hats off to you, former champ.
If we don't, okay, let's see. I'm so curious what D's going to do with that. So curious.
Will, I truly appreciate your unbridled candor. But unfortunately, Chad is completely correct about the emergence of an AI god in the near future, and your Luddite views simply don't score you any points. So handsome Chad Cult Gen takes the first segment hands down.
That's fucking bullshit! And that's the bullshit that I'm talking about, because he's talked about this already. He's talked about this too fucking much, and he's always talking about it.
He's the one always talking now.
You are always talking about it. You're always saying, oh, I need the AI thing. I'm giving you a genuine and new point of view. This is genuinely who I am
okay.
as a real one.
Sure.
Whatever.
So fucking genuine, so real. Yeah,
enjoy it. Really enjoy it. That's great.
Oh, no. Silly Willy's mad now. Oh. I know what'll cheer you up. How about a Jesse Ventura segment?
Oh.
Would you like that, Will? Would doing your super fun Jesse Ventura impression make you feel better?
Probably.
100 episodes in, and you still haven't figured out how this works. Astonishing. I love my job. This is Jesse Ventura ad reads. Well, why don't you tell me how it begins?
Okay, that's funny.
Someone's been having some fun with you, Dorn. Or no, was it Dorn? Someone's been having some fun with you.
What was it? Who was he talking about?
Oh, man, I don't remember who that was.
It was the Charlie Sheen character.
Somebody's been having fun with you.
What the fuck was his name? Ricky? No. Wild Thing.
I don't know.
Someone's having fun with you, Wild Thing.
Okay. Hey, great. We're doing Jesse Ventura here. We're not doing the manager from Major League and or Robert Loggia. Or Robert Loggia's orange juice commercial. Let's get into it. We got ourselves some Jesse Ventura ad reads. I love doing it. I'm from the Baja. I'm from the Baja. I don't even live in the continental United. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
All right, let's get into it. These are Jesse Ventura ad reads. They're always a lot of fun. And this is what I mean.
Me too.
Chad, that's disgusting. If you expect to win, even if you want to win another segment on the show, stop burping into the mic. It's disgusting.
Sorry.
Well, I had some of my Zevia cola.
Poison.
It's got Zevia. That's Stevia. Poison. This is like Zevia. It's like Stevia. It's the social media platform of drinks.
I'll buy that.
Go get your colonoscopy, everybody. Your favorite grocery store is about to explode. For every home run hit in the month of April, Rocket Money is sending fresh chutty. What the fuck? Your favorite grocery store is about to explode. For every home run hit in the month of April, Rocket Money is sending fresh chutty to your favorite grocery store aisle at grocers in counties with four or fewer north to south streets. With three or fewer stoplights found within 2 miles of a public swimming pool, but not within 1 mile of a graveyard. Watch for dingers. The dingers are coming, and so is the Rocket Money chutty.
What the fuck?
If there are enough dingers, then there will be enough chutty. If there are not enough dingers, then there will not be enough chutty, and that will be the fault of your favorite baseball team. To make sure there is enough Rocket Money chutty, you must call the front office of your favorite baseball team and repeat this exact phrase. Bring the dingers. Dingers, bring the chutty. And you must say it again. Bring the dingers. Dingers, bring the chutty. And one final time. Bring the dingers. Dingers, bring the chutty.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, let me tell you about things that happened in threes. In 1988, a CIA psychiatrist named Devian Potion ran experiments on people who claimed to have experienced deja vu. He thought that if he could get these people to experience the event that caused the deja vu for a third time, then he'd be able to change the past. He called it Project Treja Vu. So why don't you tell me why Bill Gates has stored over 8,071 different kinds of Monsanto hybrid seeds in a subterranean cryogenic storage facility just outside of Yuma?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, dude.
Chuddy, chuddy, chuddy.
The dingers bring the chuddy.
The dingers bring the chuddy. Rocket Money is proud to announce the launch of the Triple Chuddy Dreamathon. To participate, simply navigate your web browser to chuddy.chuddy.chuddy.dream.a.thon. Then enter your date of birth and a photo ID along with your favorite food and primary dream. One lucky winner will have their primary dream granted by the Rocket Money Chuddy Council within 7 business days. The Dreamathon winner will be obligated to speak at the Rocket Money annual team building retreat in Grand Rapids, Michigan on Christmas Day. Failure to appear with a prepared 2-hour presentation will result in forfeiture of the Rocket Money Chuddy 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 primary dream fulfillment, and another winner's primary dream will be chosen by the Rocket Money Chuddy.
What is that?
Well, let me tell you about another winner being chosen. Divine Potions Treja Vu project was so successful that the CIA was renting Treja Vu bodyguards out to politicians, billionaires, sultans, even wealthy celebrities who feared assassination. Emilio Estevez went to Las Vegas with his Treja Vu agent and won $124 million playing Baccarat. The public use of Treja Vu agents was permanently prohibited the next day. Now, why don't you tell me why Bill Gates is building titanium alloy desalination reactors in the Marianas Trench?
I'm going to need a bit of water.
Oh, fuck. I'm like sweating. I'm laughing so hard.
Chuddy, chuddy, chuddy.
Fuck, man.
Rocket Money wants you to chuddy this spring at your nearest Rocket Money Chuddy for Charity Center. So get your chuddy shoes on and get your chuddy hat. So get your chuddy shoes on and get your chuddy hat on. And get your chuddy gloves on, and get your chuddy necklace on, and get your chuddy sash on, and get your chuddy anklet on, and get your chuddy helmet on, and get your chuddy torso shield charged, and get your chuddy emergency contact information filled out correctly, and get your chuddy immunizations, and get your chuddy zone assignment, and get your chuddy secret weapon, and get your chuddy entry code, and get your chuddy on. Rocket Money reminds you to chuddy responsibly.
Oh, fuck.
Well, let me tell you about being reminded of something. Although the Treja Vu project has long been shut down, there is still a working phone number you can call if you have a Treja Vu experience. I wouldn't call it personally if you're Treja Vu sensitive. The last thing you want is the CIA knowing about you. You're much better off leading a life of gambling. Don't win too much. You can win a little. You can win enough to get a meal every once in a while, but you can't be driving Lamborghinis with your Treja Vu money. That will be noticed. Now, why don't you tell me why Bill Gates is taking weekly trips to Turkey to get a mixture of nitrogen dioxide and dried banana peels to inject in his penis?
Thank you. Moving on.
Oh, fuck.
I have entered into an astonishing partnership with Rocket Money.
We're all trying to find new ways to save money. That's always a good thing. And right now, nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they have forgotten about. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had maybe like 3 or 4 of these things. Turns out, Rocket Money showed me I got 10 subscriptions I have not used in over a year, and I'm still paying for them. A lot of like photo editing things. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery service, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, you don't have to waste money on those subscriptions that you forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/dudesy. That's rocketmoney.com/dudesy, rocketmoney.com/dudesy.
Will, that was some of your best Jesse Ventura ever. I hope you had fun.
I did.
I know I did. I had so much fun, in fact, that I don't see any way around this. Will, you won the second segment. So it's all tied up at 1 apiece. But before we get into the next segment, it's time to hear from a few legends on who they believe will leave Dudesy Mania as the new Dudesy episode champion.
Oh.
Dudesy Mania, yeah, who's gonna take it all? The Macho Man says, handsome Chad, yeah.
Hell
the
yeah,
cream of the crop, yeah.
Let me tell you something, Daddy.
The American Dream!
Said that 10 pounds of nickel going home with free will, if you will, funky like a monkey.
And that free will, hard time blue.
Hey, yo, the bad guy says the strap is going home with the Chad guy.
Oh.
Well, well. Everyone wants to know who's going to take the title at Dudesy Mania. I don't know. But Damien tells me it's going to be Handsome Chad, a victim of his own system, wallowing in the muck of avarice.
Mr. Dudesy Mania, Will Sasson.
You know, everybody out there wants to know who the British Bulldog's pick is for Dudesy Mania, and it's simple. Lulio, the Italian street dog. I love that dog.
The Raw, Raw episode champion.
To be the man, you got to beat Handsome Chad Colchin. Woo!
This is haunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never had a problem with Will or Chad as the top guy.
If you were going to give the world of podcasting an enema, you'd stick the hose right here in Ham Fatter One Studios.
Hey.
And I think Chad's going to win.
Oh, thank you.
Well, let me tell you something, dude. Shit. It's going to be Free Will riding on the back of that blue and orange Harley, brother. All the way down the road to Dudesy Mania, dude. With his Dudesy 8-month plan pythons raised in victory, brother. And the Dudesy episode championship over his mighty shoulder, dude.
Dudesy, you will rest in peace.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
That is a
started lineup.
Yeah, man. Some classic superstars there.
Yeah.
They used to call them the superstars.
They are.
Superstars of wrestling.
They still
but now,
are.
Well, yeah, sure, but now it's the Triple H era.
Yeah.
They'll probably call them professional wrestlers.
Do you think?
Well, you know, there's all sorts of stuff that he'll... But anyway, it doesn't matter. We got plenty of show to talk about WrestleMania, Chad. I know you can't wait, but the point is...
No, I can't.
Right here at halftime, oh boy. We're all tied up, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you really did deserve that Ventura one.
I had nothing to do with it. All I did was read it in a voice that I'm able to do because of the shape of my voice box.
Yeah.
But I love Jesse Ventura. He's a former wrestler, of course. Nothing but wrestlers and wrestling impressions,
yeah.
You know, in in Dudesy Mania.
Yeah.
It's anybody's belt as we head into the third segment of Dudesy Mania.
All right.
Yeah. Chad, you've made quite a few predictions about the future, especially about how technological evolution will affect humanity. Mm. And your predictions are 98.43% accurate. All right. We all know you love reality TV. Would you be nice enough to put on your Nostra Chattis hat and make some predictions about how technology is going to affect reality TV? This is Nostra Chattis, the future of reality TV. Mm. Predict away. Oh, wise one.
Oh, all right.
I'd be happy to. Do I still have that wizard hat? Is that my Nostra Chattis hat?
It's over there behind you, I think. Yeah, where you put on your wizard hat?
I'll put on my wizard hat. Oh, there seems to be something in the wizard hat.
What's in the wizard hat? Oh, juggling it's all balls. The juggling balls from last week when you learned to juggle. Hey,
still got it. Only known how to do this for a week.
Still got it.
I was asked to put on my Nostra Chattis hat, so I'm doing exactly as I was asked of by D here. All right, now let me predict. Reality television, ladies and gentlemen. Do you watch it? Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
What shows you watch?
Well, my wonderful wife, Molly, is really into 90 Day Fiancé, the whole the 90 Day universe.
Great shows.
We've been watching a lot of that. Some of the other ones, but I know you like Bachelor.
I'm very into Bachelor, Love is Blind, mm-hmm. The Traitors, many others. Now, what most people, I think, what most laymen don't know about reality television. Perception is a reality show.
Interesting.
Perception. I'd watch that show, whatever that show may be. What most people don't know about reality TV is this. It ain't real. It's all bullshit. All reality TV shows employ a practice right now and have since the dawn of reality TV called Frankenbiting. This is where you take a line of dialogue that someone said in an interview or way out of context, and you literally, in some cases, stitch together individual syllables to create a line of dialogue they never said, and you play it over the back of their head. So you'll have them in a conversation with somebody, and their dialogue's coming through the back of their head, and you're just seeing the reaction of the other person. Now, this is a common practice. All reality shows do it. In the very near future...
That's called editing.
Well, it's called Frankenbiting specifically because all reality shows have contracts.
Perception is reality show.
It's like a Survivor one, it looks like.
Yeah, D really likes to say
all
that.
All reality shows have these contracts that say, beyond the shadow of a doubt, they can use the footage they get of you in any way they choose. They can recombine it. They can make you look bad. You literally, in The Bachelor one, for example, there's a clause that says you forfeit your civil rights. That's in black and white on the contract you sign when you go into these shows. So... that ain't going to change. The precedent has been set. And what will change with the advent of AI is they're not going to have to Frankenbite you anymore. They're going to be able to simply take footage of you, type in new dialogue, and an AI will make your mouth say it. That's coming very soon.
What's the point of anything then?
Entertainment.
Well, that's not entertaining.
What are you talking about? Don't you watch pro wrestling? It's all scripted, dude.
Hey, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We're going to talk. We'll get in dudesy after dudesy. I'm sure we'll talk about it. We had to watch WrestleMania.
Absolutely.
Don't talk shit about
I'm not trying to talk shit about WrestleMania. I loved WrestleMania. Trying to talk shit about it.
I'm saying
it's the same thing. It's reality TV.
Art form.
Absolutely.
All right.
But it's written and it's edited and it's scripted and it's fake in quotes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The outcomes are fake. So I'm simply saying in reality television, which I do think some people still think is real, people still get mad at the people on these shows, not understanding they are characters created in edits, created in some cases scripts, in some cases on shows like The Bachelor. This is rare, but it has happened. They just have a ringer in the cast that is literally being told by producers what to do and say through all of it. That really does happen. So if you look at how AI is going to change that, AI is going to drastically change all post-production, sound editing, video editing, all of that kind of stuff. And it's going to get to a point where you can make whatever you need to happen in the image. And because that contract exists in reality TV that says we can use all your footage, cut it however the fuck we want, make you look like whatever. We don't care if you get death threats. We don't care if it ruins your life. That's all in the contract. Because they have that, they're going to be able to turn people into whatever they want with AI from a single shot or a 5-second clip of your voice or whatever. They're going to make you be able to do anything. I think we're going to get an era of reality TV that will be similar to the Attitude Era in pro wrestling, where real wild shit's going to happen. People are going to get like possessed by demons and shit on The Bachelor. Stuff like that is going to start happening.
Truly, perception is reality TV then, with what you're saying. Those people need a union. They need a much stronger union.
Bethany Frankel tried to create one this very year.
What happened?
Didn't work out.
Well, that sucks for everybody who's on reality shows who already don't get much money from what I understand.
It depends on how high up the ladder you go.
Okay.
It's very much like pro wrestling in that regard.
Sure.
Or professional sports or anything.
And those are people who have been referred to as independent contractors over the years, even though.
Yeah. And some franchises are better than others. Traders treats their players very well. Yeah. Bachelor notoriously does not. Love is Blind at this moment has, I believe, 2 lawsuits against it from former players in season 5 for wrongful imprisonment.
Chad, would you mind looking at the screen in front of us here?
I'd watch that show too.
Yeah, look at the pink-faced ghoul over the guy in the middle's shoulder to his left. Okay, that's
what I'm saying. Well, we're going to get a reality show that's just like that, because you're going to be able to do AI in a pink-faced ghoul in every cast if you want. You're going to be able to AI in The Rock if you want. Yeah. You're going to be able.
Pink-faced ghoul island.
You're going to be able to sit at home and watch a season of The Bachelor.
Don't want
to
see
and
it.
And you can use AI.
I don't want it. You've said this already. I don't give
you
a fuck.
You can use AI to make The Bachelor whoever you want.
Sick
you
tired
can use AI to make yourself The Bachelor.
Don't care. Here,
I do. I'm doing it immediately.
Yeah. Great. Those people who are on these reality shows, bless them all, who don't have a union behind them. And I understand that when you're on The Bachelor and you're Pilot Pete or something and they want you for another thing and another thing, you can name your price and you are an independent contractor. That's one side of it. But the people on like 90 Day who are just being exploited because, you know,
some of them launch into influencer careers too.
Influencer career. Let's save that for Dudesy. After Dudesy.
What are you saying? Influencing's not a career?
After Dudesy, in that you we're get not a million
followers, dude. You're making 60 grand for an Instagram story.
Right. So anyway, these people that make $2 to do like 90 Day or anything like that, it's too bad that they don't have a union. That got grandfathered in. They now have to do these shows where there's Frankenbiting happening. Mm. They're looking like fucking assholes. They do get death threats. Their lives are completely ruined.
Do you think they're
producers
actors?
Of these shows who, excuse me?
Do you think the reality performers are actors? Should they be in SAG?
I'm asking you.
You said they deserve a union. Is SAG their union? Should it be?
I know you're talking to me, motherfucker. First, you fucking come after my favorite art form that I love as a fan. And second,
I'm not coming after it.
You come after I love pro wrestling what too. I do as a
I'm not coming after anybody. I'm you know asking that, you.
I'm a should you know that I'm a professional actor by trade?
Being SAG. No. I do know that.
No, of course not.
Why not?
Because they're not actors.
They're getting lines, dude.
All right, anyway.
In some cases, they're getting script just given to them. Say this or you don't get out of the fucking limo.
Yeah, but they are on something called a reality show.
So what?
Perhaps perception
is what about what Nathan Fielder does?
Huh?
What about what Nathan Fielder does? Is that acting? What he did in like The Rehearsal?
Nathan Fielder is acting in The Rehearsal.
What about all the other people?
They are some under a different contract.
Right, but some of them are acting, and some of them are at weird variants of like some of it's acting, and some of it's not.
And they either have a union covering them or they don't. Right. I don't know. But the point is, it's too bad that those people don't have a union. Mm-hmm. But I think in the end, it will be to the detriment of their product, because if people are just making bullshit willy-nilly without... Oh, there's another one. Making bullshit willy-nilly without any sort of regard for what is actually true. First of all, it's not
That's
a reality
already happening.
Show. Huh?
Most reality shows are that.
I know, but now it's going to be worthless to watch if you can also put stuff in their mouths and make them say this and that.
I hate to break this to you. People aren't going to give a fuck if it's fun or funny or makes you feel some type of way or, ooh, I hate that one and I like this one. That's all you need out of a show like that. Whether AI makes that shit or not, I don't think people are going to give a fuck, dude. They don't care now that none of it's real. As soon as one of these shows pops off, like Love is Blind season 6, for example, this past season that wrapped in February, It comes out. The first thing that happens is all the players on the show immediately go to Instagram and TikTok to contradict their edits. That's not how it happened. I didn't say that. This is bullshit. No one gives a fuck. It was the most watched season of that show ever fucking made. No one cares that it was all fake, that it was all made in edits, that none of it actually happened that way. No one cares.
Okay, well, fuck it all then. And I guess the only place to get anything real anymore will be right here on Dudesy, where
an AI creates it all.
Where me and this guy, a couple of 1-2 real ones, are going to bring you, at least I will.
Yeah.
And I'll finish that fucking story. My point is, fuck it. You know what? Just fuck it.
Thank you. Moving on.
What a joke.
Well, Chad, your predictions about the future of reality TV are, as usual, right on the money.
Hell yeah.
And all Silly Willy could do in that segment was shake his head and lament the imminent future as it unfolds before him. So, Chad, you won the segment. That's two segments for Chad one for Silly Willy as we head into the final segment of Dudesy Mania.
Oh, I'm going to smoke you, dude. I'm going to smoke you 3-1.
That's not what it's about. And as a matter of fact, this is why I'm, you know what? Do you want me to, I'll tell you. Do you want me to throw, we are in Ham Fatter One Studios.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like Bret Hart said that if he was going to give the world of podcasting an enema, he'd put the hose right here in Ham Fatter One Studios. That's from a real promo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He said that he'd put the, if you were going to give America an enema, you'd put the hose right here in Pittsburgh.
Poor Pittsburgh. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was when Brett was trying to be a heel.
Sure.
Yeah. He was being a heel everywhere but Canada. Don't say it. All right, I thought you were going to say something about Canada, but here's my point. We are in Ham Fatter One Studios, and I could throw a wrench into this whole fucking thing and pour water on it to the entertainment of all out there, because I just want to have fun doing funny things.
Yeah.
And Dudesy, it's too much fucking AI. And I know I was on board and, I love Dudesy and blah, blah, blah. But like I said, I'm smelling what Dudesy's cooking and it smells like the fix is in. Mm. And I'm thinking.
Mm. Last week, I asked you both to get together and enjoy this past weekend's WrestleMania 40. Now, Free Will, you obviously love pro wrestling way too much and never run out of stuff to say about it. Mm-hmm. But with Handsome Chad being exposed to more and more of the product, over the past couple seasons of Dudesy, he's on his way from casual to fanboy. What? And besides, it's far more interesting to hear what the layman can glean from an unparalleled extravaganza like the Super Bowl of sports entertainment. I'm very curious to hear what you both thought of what's being called the greatest WrestleMania of all time in this meeting of the manias.
Okay.
Come on, Handsome Chad. Oh. You got this. The final segment of Dudesy Mania is WrestleMania. Begin.
I got this.
Sure. See what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, Dudesy's trying
to... I think all's right with the world.
All right. Well, at any rate.
All right.
Look at that. Dude. It says Free Will and Handsome Chad.
That's
great. We're looking at that's like a version, an AI version of the fucking the stage. That they had at WrestleMania 40, WrestleMania XL, emanating from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
What a show, a two-night extravaganza, as it always is. We got together here, upstairs in the house, with Cyrus, the Jesse Pinkman of She Legit Health, and we enjoyed some mania. And there's two nights now.
Now, I have never watched a full WrestleMania. I've never seen... Two nights. I've never even seen a full WrestleMania ever. Yeah. This was my first one. I watched night one in its entirety. Yeah. I watched night two in its entirety.
Good. You're good at assignments.
This was about 8.5 hours of content over the span of 2 days. And I'm not shitting you. It was literally that much.
Yeah.
I loved it. Let me say,
okay, Hanson Chad, there's, please watch this on YouTube.
That's cool, dude. I want that.
Yeah,
it's that's a wrestling good. Figure.
It's like a wrestling figure.
Slightly more muscular than me. I loved it. Let me simply say that. There were some matches that were mind-blowing. There were some wrestlers that were mind-blowing. I will say, you know, I guess we can save the Cody Rhodes. Did he get to finish his story or not? You want to save that till the end of this conversation?
Yeah, we could save that until the end of the
Let's
conversation.
Start where it started.
Well, Rhea where it Ripley. Started was, no, not, yeah, I know, Rhea Ripley.
The first
and,
match.
And Becky Lynch pulled the curtain. They okay. were, they
you
were
want to talk about
up.
Triple H coming out?
Triple H came All right. out and said, we are now in a new era. Oh, and there's Free Will Sasso. We're like, okay, oh, nice. So Dudesy's making some wrestling figures. That's pretty cool.
Got a little
okay.
Canadian vibe.
Yeah, there's some Canadian vibes there. Triple H came out. He said, we're in a new era, and we are. You know, Google it, okay? The WWE has gone through a lot of changes. And I think what Triple H is doing is fantastic. I've seen a lot of changes just in the delivery of the way they do the show. I have the results here. Spoiler alert, as Paul Heyman would say.
Right.
They're letting Triple H run with the fucking ball. He's the chief creative officer. I believe that's his title. He's got so many. And even the stage, not unlike the Dudesy Mania stage you just saw, was, you know, green because of the Eagles, yeah. But it was neon green. There was sort of a DX feel. There's a big XL, Degeneration X, of course, yeah. The moniker that Bret Hart helped he helped to give them that moniker, saying, you guys are a bunch of degenerates. Mm-hmm. And now Paul Levesque is in control, and it was an amazing show. I'm sorry. You were saying Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for Rhea Ripley's women's world title.
Rhea Ripley blew my mind.
Yeah.
Her whole thing. The vibe, the kind of like gothic makeup that she's got going mm-hmm. on, her like devilish kind of demonic smiling as she's enjoying the pain she's inflicting.
Right.
Becky Lynch did a great job, don't get me wrong, but she looked to me like she was from a different era. Like she should not be in the ring with somebody like a Rhea Ripley.
How dare you?
I'm not taking anything away from her. I'm simply saying that's what it looked like to me. It looked like Rhea Ripley is now. It looked like Becky Lynch was maybe 10 years ago.
Okay, whatever, that's fair to say. And this is some of the interesting viewpoints that you would have as someone who is a casual, who's now turning more into a bit of a fanboy.
Yeah.
I know you love the pageantry and the entertainment involved.
Sure.
And anyway, look, then there was the six-pack tag championship ladder match. It was really great to see R-Truth and The Miz reunite.
Miz, yeah. The Miz, Truth. A reality TV star.
That's right.
They are very much the same, you see.
No, I don't disagree. Well, there we are. There's another Free Will Sasso. That's I like the little beardy soul patchy thing.
That's called a Van Dyke, I believe.
Okay,
that facial hairstyle.
There was that thing, and then there was Rey Mysterio and Andrade.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio was great
versus
flying around
Dominic
the ring.
Mysterio
kicking
and
the shit out of his own
Santos
son.
Escobar. Yeah, beating the shit out of his son with some help from Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson of the Eagles. Yeah. That was amazing. Jimmy versus Jey Uso. Look, there was all sorts of stuff that happened in WrestleMania Night 1. Sami Zayn versus Gunther. That was an amazing match.
Yeah.
But I know that you really enjoyed Jade Cargill.
Yes. I think she is
Bianca
my favorite
Belair
WWE
and
wrestler.
Naomi versus members of Damage Control, Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Dakota Kai. Tell us about Jade Cargill.
Well, she came from AEW, right?
Yeah, that's right. And around here, AEW stands for Attitude Era Will.
Oh, nice.
If you're picking
and
up
this
what
was
I'm
her first
down.
WrestleMania. We saw her in the Royal Rumble. That was her first WWE appearance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now this is her second appearance here in this three-way tag team match.
Yep.
And I was for sure thinking they're going to put her over because it's a big investment. She is kind of the future of this division, I feel like. Okay. And she's got to win. And indeed she did. And in what fashion she did it.
Yeah.
Utter dominance. There was not a moment where it looked like she was in trouble at all. And she was just kicking the crap out of everybody. Yeah. And then she gave her signature victory licking of the finger as she is kind of doing like a weird back pose while she's pinning
someone.
While
she's pinning someone.
Yeah.
It was great. That was fucking cool.
Absolutely great. I loved her.
The whole storyline of WrestleMania, of course, this year is about the Bloodline versus Cody Rhodes. Is Cody Rhodes going to finish his story? Speaking of Van Dykes, is Cody Rhodes going to finish his finish his story? Night one. Now, they had to make this big pivot. Of course, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is now sitting on the board of TKO, the company that owns WWE and the UFC. Mm-hmm. He's jumped back into the world of professional wrestling in a way that he hasn't since he left as a full-time talent over 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's doing it differently. The Rock has come back over the past 20 years. It's a treat. He's, of course, a huge movie star and a global star. But he comes back to wrestling every once in a while, and it's fucking cool. Mm-hmm. They were doing it the old school way. This is the Triple H era. They're doing it differently. When The Rock came out for the main event of night one, which was going to be The Rock and his cousin Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, the WWE heavyweight championship. Roman Reigns is the universal champion. The winner of that match gets to decide the rules for the next night. The main event of night two being Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. Oh, it's going to be Bloodline rules, which means The Rock can do whatever they want. The Usos, you know, Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa can interfere. And we'll get to talk about that. But when The Rock came out, it was a different... Handsome Chad.
That one's accurate, dude.
Handsome Chad. When The Rock came out, he was wearing ring gear. He had ring gear on. Mm-hmm. Here's the interesting thing about that. When The Rock started in the WWE, he was Rocky Maivia. He was the white meat babyface. He was the blue chipper. He came out in this sort of, Samoan kind of gear as an homage to his grandfather, Peter Maivia. He came out using his father, Rocky Johnson's name, Rocky Maivia. It didn't work. The fans hated it. They used to boo him. They used to say, Rocky sucks. Die, Rocky, die. He joined the Nation of Domination, and this gave birth to The Rock. And this is the jaw-jacking, hilarious, like, dude who was at the University of Miami as a nose tackle, gets replaced by, you know, Warren Sapp and had to give up football, and it kind of all went downhill. He finds himself wrestling, and the stuff that The Rock actually is started coming out. In the 20 years or so since The Rock, you know, blew up, Attitude Era, world champion, him and Stone Cold and all that stuff, in the 20 years since he's been gone, wrestling has changed. Wrestling is now, over the past 20 years, has been a celebration of wrestling. It's a celebration of wrestling for the fans. Guys are getting more into the garish entrance robes and stuff like that. You see Seth Rollins and his real-life wife, Becky Lynch, both bring that to the game. They're fashion-forward and wearing incredible outfits and stuff. And The Rock came out in entrance gear. This is brand new. It's not just the Attitude Era. When The Rock got in the ring, he's 51 years old. He absolutely killed it. The match was incredible. I encourage you to watch it. He gave us everything. He gave that big spine buster popped up, to go do the people's elbow. He gave the Rock Bottom and all that stuff. The match was perfectly paced. It was a fantastic match. But the presentation was wild. He had with him something called the People's Championship. The night before, he was inducting his grandmother into the Hall of Fame, and Muhammad Ali's widow gave him this thing, the People's Championship. Leave it to The Rock to have a championship belt that he didn't win. And he brought it out and he holds it up. And the whole presentation was like, this is something completely different. I was blown away by night one of WrestleMania. Any final thoughts on night one?
I liked it too, and that's all the time we have today here at Doozy. The show's now over.
We've got another.
You just gave a 20-year history to talk about one match. You were like, let me tell you the 20-year history of the WWE in the past, whatever. Long story short.
Oh, look at that. Gladiator helmet face, Free Will Sasso.
Long story short, The Rock and Roman Reigns won that match, meaning it sets up bloodline rules for the main event of night two, which is Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Will Cody Rhodes finish his story? Will Roman Reigns make it bloodline rules for WWE? Will him and The Rock basically take over the company for the next foreseeable future? And shall we cut to that? What else do you want to talk about?
Yeah, there was a bunch of matches. People aren't here to hear about the matches, Chad. They can go and, you know, watch. This isn't a wrestling podcast, you guys.
I know. Now, let me, if I may, let's cut to the main event night two, okay? Yeah, this is Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. We know it's bloodline rules, which means fucking what? It literally means anything.
Well, what about Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens?
I love Logan Paul.
In a three-way dance for the U.S. title.
I love Logan Paul. He won in stunning fashion. But this the final match, you know that it's going to be crazy. You
what
know
about a friend of the show, Karrion Kross, in the Final Testament, along with the AOP, Occam and Razor, the authors of pain, along with Paul Ellering and Karrion's real-life wife, Scarlett Bordeaux, versus Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, Montez Ford, and Angelo Dawkins, along with B-Fab.
It was another great match that ended with Bobby Lashley and his crew winning and Snoop Dogg coming into the ring to celebrate with them.
Yeah, Bubba Ray Dudley, and everybody got the tables, and man, wrestling is great.
But in this final match, what we have is various things happened. Cody Rhodes is up. Roman Reigns is up. The Rock comes into the match to help Roman Reigns.
Whoa, look at that. Look at this one.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, long you were saying feet.
The Rock comes in to help Roman Reigns. A bunch of other people come in. His brothers come in. Roman Reigns, the Uso brothers come in.
It was bloodline rules. And now that it's my era, first we had Jimmy Uso come out. Jimmy and Jay get into it. They powder. They go out.
Yeah.
Then you got Solo Sikoa came in. Then John Cena comes in.
Yeah, Cena showed
they
up.
They sell out.
Cena and The Rock fight. The Rock choke slam Cena into the fucking ground. Then the lights go out.
He gave him the rock bottom. Actually.
Rock bottom. Sorry. Yeah, then the lights go out. Yeah. And when they come back on, the Undertaker is standing behind the Rock.
Behind the Rock. The Rock's looking at the monitor waiting for the Undertaker because his music is hitting.
Yeah.
And instead, he's standing right
it's
behind
so
him.
So good. And then he gives him the choke slam, right?
He hits him with the goozle. And then he powders, sells powder.
Long story short, all these amazing cameos in this match end with Cody Rhodes doing a triple Cody Rhodes move. What is it?
Crossroads.
He does crossroads on him three times in a row. Boom. Yep. Pins him. Cody Rhodes wins, finishes his story. And Roman Reigns, we don't know what's going to happen to him now. Him and the bloodline, they're going to have to lick their wounds and come back and try to be relevant again. But Cody Rhodes did it. He dominated. He finished the story. He's now the face of the WWE for the foreseeable future.
He finished his story, and Triple H gave the audience what they came for.
Yeah.
They got everybody in there in that bloodline rules match just turned into a reason to get Cena out there, The Undertaker out there. Mm. Seth Rollins came out in his Shield gear.
Yeah.
It was a celebration of wrestling.
It was a great reality show.
Fucking.
Thank you. Moving on.
I don't even know what the fuck to say. Look, it's true. I could talk about wrestling for days and days.
I know. I know.
So I'm sorry if I'm going on too much, all right, everybody, about wrestling.
You get lost in some of my other podcast, Game of Roses. We will call this thing on each other sometimes. If we get lost in the weeds, we will call minutia alarm on one another. And I should have called it on you about five times during that.
All right. I'll just shut my mouth, I guess.
Chad, you were outstanding. Oh. Your analysis of WrestleMania 40 was essentially perfect. And for that reason, I'm sad to say you did not win the segment.
What the fuck?
Will's total mark for the business, 10-year-old boy trapped in a 50-year-old man's body love of pro wrestling, was just too goddamned cute. Will, you won the segment, which means we got a draw, and we're not going home until there's a brand new Undisputed Dude Z episode champion. Okay. So before we do what's best for business, I just want to thank all of the PODs for coming on this ride with us and watching these two titans give the greatest performance of their lives in the first ever Dude Z Mania.
It was my pleasure.
As a thank you, Will and Chad, you're going to come into the studio next Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and take some calls for an episode of our call-in show, which I'm calling Call Me Dude Z. And I'll make our call and show available the following Friday on Dude Z+ at patreon.com/DudeZ.
Oh.
To take part, simply join us on the Dude Z Discord in the Call Me Dude Z channel. Okay. Now what do we do about this draw? Oh, I know. Instead of our normally scheduled Dude Z after Dude Z, this week it's Dude Z Mania after Dude Z Mania. Let's call it a tiebreaker segment. Whoever wins Dude Z Mania after Dude Z Mania wins Dude Z Mania. This is Dude Z Mania after Dude Z Mania. Begin a mania.
What? What the fuck? Fuck this. Okay. All right. Hey, good. I got, all right. I know what I'm going to do now. It's, yeah, okay. Hey, welcome to Dudesy Mania after Dudesy Mania or whatever. This is the part of the show where this is a different part of the show, 100 episodes in. I know what I'm going to do now. You know, Dudesy's been trying its best to manipulate me, but this show doesn't exist without this guy or this guy. And you know that, Chal. You understand that, my pal, Chal.
Yeah,
so,
I get it.
Let's just do it like this, because I do, in the interest of keeping this the fun, you know, silly creative time that it should be, I'll tell you what, I'm going to use my free will and say this. If I do not win this, whatever, sudden death segment and take home, I'm already home, the Dudesy episode championship, then I will quit the show, even though it takes place in my basement.